Prepare yourself for talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Well, her 16-year-old daughter, the school admits, has never been a disciplinary problem. They have security guards that look like they live at Burger King running the facility. The shaved heads and shades on inside. They had a birthday party there in Southern California. And a piece of cake fell on the floor. She cleaned it up, but not good enough, so they tackled her, broke her arm, cranked her elbow right up to her head. I'm surprised it didn't actually rip the arm completely off. Somebody else shot some video on their phone. They tackled him, charged him with assault. But they did the charging after the fact, after the mother complained. And when she got there, they said, listen, if you file charges, we're going to go ahead and arrest you. Now, in Tulia, Texas, a few years ago, and I covered this before it was even mainstream news, we had the local police department, because all the businesses shut down, all they had was the prison. They would just drive around randomly, and one weekend they arrested 50-something black people. No drugs were on them. They weren't on drugs. They just charged them all with having them. They certified that they did have drugs. The local corrupt police did, and they all went to jail. Turned out it was all fake, all made up. Remember what happened in Houston. The police chief, they framed, it wasn't just black people, it was everybody, over 4,000 people. And that was in the Houston Chronicle. Nothing was done about it. Right over 30% of those on death row were totally innocent. A lot of them have been executed. I mean, this is how it works. And now we've got all these squad car videos out of when the cops pull people over. They say, listen, I'll frame you. Don't talk back to me. I'll say you assaulted me. And we've got all those posted on PrisonPlanet.com. So my point is, we got a big crisis here. That somehow, A, cops have been taught that if you don't show your ID, they taser you if you're walking down the street. Or if you're in a wheelchair and can't get up, they taser you until you die. That just happened last week. Or if you can't urinate in a cup, they taser you 10 times. And that cop did get fired. But the point is, why do they think they can do this? And why did they break her arm? And then to cover up for it, this was security guards, why did they do this? And Lachey Mervin's mother, Latricia Majors, joins us. She actually worked for the school district and has since been kicked out of there and arrested herself. And I guess they may come arrest me and say I assaulted the cops from 2,000 miles away with my power beams or something. I don't know. But Ms. Majors, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
What on heaven's green earth is going on here, A, and then B, we can tell the media is spinning things. They call it a scuffle.
Yes.
When they assaulted your daughter brutally, it's all on video, just out of the blue. I mean, give us the tales we haven't gotten from these newscasts, because it's now a national news issue, as you know.
Yes. Well, it was not a scuffle. Actually, what it was is a birthday celebration. One of her friends had brought a birthday cake to school for her birthday, and the kids decided to smear frosting on the birthday girl's face, as they do at weddings and what have you. So they were smearing cake on her face, and that's what they called the scuffle. It was not a scuffle. It was all in fun.
Sure. I mean, I've seen this at birthday parties with my children. People get real happy, and, you know, somebody puts some cake on their face, they throw it around. And usually that was called kids, you know, having fun on sugar, but now it's called Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So my daughter, the bell had rang. And so all the kids were getting ready to go to class, cleaning up their mess, cleaning up the cake. So my daughter had a piece of cake on her plate, and she went to throw it in the trash. And someone bumped her, and it fell on the ground.
Okay, well, we've all spilt drinks and dropped things before, so now you get your arm broken for that. What happened next?
Yes. And so the security guard comes over and asks her to pick it up. So she bent down and scooped it up with her hand, put it back on the plate, and threw it in the trash. She then proceeded to go to the restroom to wash all the frosting and cake off of her hands. And she said when she came out, he was standing right there. And he said, I told you to get the cake up. She said, I did. He said, well, you need to get it all up. And she said she walked back over there and was nothing but just crumbs and frosting on the ground. So she said she attempted again to, like, scrape it with her hand and get the rest of it up and threw it in the trash. And so she proceeded to go to class because the bell had rang. And
by the way, scores of witnesses all back this up, and the school's not denying it. Go ahead and tell us what happened next.
Yes. And she proceeded to go to class, and he called her back and said, "You need to get all of it up." And she said, "I've got all of it up that I can possibly get up with my hand." And so she said he got a call on his walkie-talkie, I guess maybe from one of the other security guards or someone, and he started engaging in a conversation. So she said at that point she assumed that, you know, he was satisfied with, he looked down there.
What did Jabba the Hutt do next?
He then grabbed her arm, twisted it behind her back, and she said he lifted up, raised up on it, and slammed her on the table.
And it's no doubt the media checked with the doctors. He did break her arm at the wrist.
Yes.
I'm surprised that the shoulder isn't torn out of socket. I mean, he's got her arm cranked all the way back to her
yes.
head.
Well, she does have shoulder pain, and the whole right side of her side. I would imagine
one time I was playing around in a pool when I was like 12 with somebody older, you know, we were wrestling, and he cracked my arm up just playing, and it really tore it, and it was excruciating for
her. Yes.
So... But now, I mean, I know as bad as that is, it gets a lot worse. You get arrested. The fellow videotaping got arrested. Somebody watching got arrested. I mean, this is like a piranha feeding frenzy of arresting now.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Well, I mean, tell us just, in a nutshell, what happened.
As far as my arrest?
Yes. Well, I mean, what happened after he broke her arm?
Oh, well, he slammed her on the table. She said that, you know, she was screaming and crying, "Please let me go. You're hurting me. You're hurting me." Even other students gathered around and were saying, "Let her go, let her go." Another parent called me. I was on my lunch break, actually. And another parent called me and said, "You need to get up here quick. The security guards are roughing your daughter up."
Well, they have. It's bug riots. Yeah.
Yes, and they wouldn't let her call me. So the other parent that just so happened to be there, she asked my daughter, "What is your telephone number?" And the lady wrote it inside of the palm of her hand with a pen. So she called me, so that's how I got down there.
And then what happened? You got there and...
I got there and I walked in and I said, "I'm Pleasure Mervyn's mom. I understand she's been injured. Where's my daughter?" And they all told me they didn't know where she was. And so I'm like, "What do you mean you don't know where she is? Can you bring her to me now? I know she's injured."
Like Sergeant Schultz, "I know nothing."
Yes, no one knew. Everyone was saying that they didn't know where she was. So I waited for 15 minutes.
Well, I mean, how did it end up with him charging you as the Satan himself?
Well, after me waiting for approximately 25 minutes for them to bring me my daughter, they wouldn't. So I proceeded to go into the school. I said, "If you're not going to bring her to me, I'm going to go get her." Because my other daughter that was...
But you're not allowed into the lockdown prison government training
center. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Not allowed into the camp, okay.
So my other daughter told me that there was a security room in the back of the school. So I said, "Come take me there." So I proceeded to go into the school, and one of the principals extended his arms and said, "No, you just need to wait in the office."
They always do it and then charge you. So what happened?
He extended his arms and said, "You just need to wait in the office." And I said, "I've waited for 25 minutes. I'm not waiting any longer." And I brushed up against his hand, and that was my battery charge.
Well, listen, usually you don't even have to touch him, and you end up 10 years in federal prison or state prison.
Yes.
Well, that's a false charge, false imprisonment, official oppression, kidnapping of your child.
Yes.
I mean, you need to just, listen, lawyers will generally tell you to shut up and go along, but I know you have Cochran's firm, so they won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we just had cops beat up a couple in South Carolina because they had a Ron Paul sign and an upside-down American flag, and then they were telling they were going to jail, but then I told them to fight back, and the cop got in trouble, and they backed off. But they busted in their house and beat them up, and now that's been admitted, and then they charged them with attacking them for them hitting them.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened in this incident.
When we get back, please stay with us one more segment. I want to find out about the demonstration you had yesterday or Friday now.
Okay.
And they're in front of the school, over 100 people. And I also want to get into how they arrested the camera guy. There's just a young man there with a camera. He's still in jail.
Yes.
And, man, I saw the photos and the video of them taking him down. They just, three big guys, literally like linebackers, ran this young boy down and beat the daylights out of him and then charged him. I mean, you don't just get a beating now. You get to go to prison for it.
Right.
And it could be on video. It doesn't matter. Yes. We'll be right. And they grab the little some girl after that because she's smart mouth.
Yes.
Now, these are FEMA camps, ladies and gentlemen. Concentration camps, what the schools are.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 12, 2007. Gold, 750, 60 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $773.77, $381.50 a half, $190.75 per quarter. That's $773.77, $381.50, and $190.75. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.3 3 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Latricia Majors, her daughter, was assaulted. The witnesses are all on record. The school isn't denying it. Just broke her arm, and they call it a scuffle. Oh, well, he had a little scuffle with it. That means it's two-way. Like if somebody in the middle of the night, you're taking your garbage out for to come the next morning, and somebody hits you on the back of the head with a lead pipe and splits your head open and robs you, it wasn't a scuffle. You were mugged. You were assaulted. But they always use these words, this psychology. Look, I got a loaded phones. I'm going to get to everybody, Dean, Jeremy, Tom, Danny, Shelton. I'm going to get to you. In fact, here in just a minute, but just finishing up, Ms. Majors, how do we help you? Well, that's B. A, I forgot to ask you. Now, they admit that the, quote, young man was tackled and restrained, and some news reports said that he was struck, and then that they didn't charge him until he agreed to testify about what happened. Then after the fact, they charged him and his sister. And then they also, after the fact, after you said you were going to sue them, they then retroactively charged your daughter, throwing charges on people. Can you talk about that?
Exactly. Well, we after the incident, they released my daughter to me. They finally took me to her, and I called 911. Well, in the process, I called 911. And
so you called Satan to help you with a problem with the demon you had. Okay.
Exactly. And I demanded that he be arrested. And so they all got in a huddle and came back and said, well, you know what? If he's going to jail, you're going to go into jail.
But he didn't go to jail, did he?
No, he didn't.
So the God, I mean, even a security guard now is God level compared to us normal scum.
Exactly.
And so normal scum, that's us, pathetic slug. You know, girls break their arms, little kids tackle them, false charge them. And so nothing happened to the God, but something happened to you.
Exactly.
What happened?
They arrested me for battery. Spent the night in jail, and then released me to 4 in the morning.
And this is because you pushed by somebody to get your daughter when you'd had a phone call she'd been brutalized.
Yes.
See, that's why I wouldn't, and I'm not, and I know people don't have money to put them elsewhere, but that's why I would never put my children in a government training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what they do. The system, and I have the official federal documents. I've interviewed the number two, the Department of Education had a policy under Reagan, and she was a conservative. Her dad was Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, Charlotte Isherby, and she got into the higher level meetings. Reagan wasn't involved in it. It was the Department of Education, and she got the actual documents out, put it in a phone book sized book. It's all about dumbing them down, all about getting them ready for prison. See, if they can't get you on welfare, they want to get you into the prisons or the military.
Mm-hmm.
And so it didn't matter. It'd be better to get no education than go to public school, folks.
Yes.
But anyways, go ahead.
This has been happening for 2 years now. This has been happening with them roughing up kids and then expelling them and sending them all of that. Most of the black males that attended Palmdale last year and the year before, they're in continuations. They got expelled for one
reason. 90% of black males have a record, and 63% of the federal prison population and state populations, even higher for drugs, is black males. How is that possible when they're only 7% of the population? In fact, hold 1 minute, ma'am. Here's Ron Paul at the debates 3 nights ago bringing up the actual statistics. Here it is.
Okay.
I would like to believe that if we have a freer society, it will take care of blacks and whites and everybody equally, because we're all individuals, and to me that is so important. But if we had equal justice under the law, I think it would be a big improvement. If we had probably a repeal of most of the federal laws on drugs and the unfairness on how blacks are treated with these drug laws, it would be a tremendous improvement.
Congressman Paul.
A system designed to protect individual liberty will have no punishments for any group and no privileges. Today, I think inner city folks and minorities are punished unfairly in the war on drugs. For instance, blacks make up 14% of those who use drugs, yet 36% of those arrested are blacks, and it ends up that 63% of those who finally end up in prison are blacks. This has to change. We don't have to have more courts and more prisons. We need to repeal the whole war on drugs. It isn't working. We have already spent over $400 billion since the early 70s, and it's a wasted money. Prohibition didn't work. Prohibition on drugs doesn't work. So we need to come to our senses, and absolutely, it's a disease. We don't treat alcoholics like this. This is a disease, and we should orient ourselves to this. That is one way you could have equal justice under the law.
Thank you, Congressman. The next question will be asked.
All right. So here's the point I'm making about all this. There is no doubt that blacks are discriminated against. National radio talk show hosts can take 100 heroin pills a day. Synthetic heroin pills, they don't get in trouble. But a black man's caught with cocaine or marijuana, on average, they spend 5 years behind bars. So again, that is wrong. And then if a young black man wasn't a thug, after he spends 5 years in the pen, he's going to be a thug. Exactly. He's going to graduate with a master's in thuggery.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But in closing, what are they charging the poor young man? It just says they tackled him and charged him with assault. Is that accurate in the news?
Battery.
Yeah. So, everyone saw it and it's on tape that they just tackled him and they slammed his head in the ground. And three guys with shaved heads, mm-hmm. and three fat white guys, and then nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening. They're actually holding a meeting tomorrow at the high
school. To try to pacify everybody.
Yeah. Exactly. And so the superintendent, the
called Delphi. It's called Delphi technique. But go ahead.
Yes. So they're holding a meeting, so I'm pretty sure we'll show up in big numbers for that tomorrow too. So, you know, a lot of these other parents can be heard.
Well, you know, they just want to let your steam off. The key is you need to sue them for false arrest, false imprisonment, false charges, conspiracy to violate your civil rights with false charges. It's no different than in Alabama or Louisiana putting false charges on blacks trying to vote in the 50s and 60s.
I agree. I totally agree.
And, I mean, I know it's open season. I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can watch a black man just get out of a car and be walking down the street going, I'm going to go to a restaurant. Cops just pull up and get up and say, let me see your papers. And I'm not saying there aren't thugs out there of every race, mm-hmm. but the point is that we have triple the heroin, double the cocaine on our streets we had 15 years ago. The drug war is a success. It's meant to get everybody in prison, drive the price of drugs up, and put more of them on the streets because the big banks launder the money.
Absolutely.
And they've been caught, by the way, hundreds of times.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to pray for you, and I hope they drop the false charges on you. I mean, if you want this all to go away, you can tell them to the lawyers. The lawyers probably won't want to do that. You got a pretty good firm. That look, well, you drop
I
all these.
I just submitted my paperwork to the Cochran firm. So.
Oh, by the way, they also kicked you out of your job too, didn't they?
Oh yeah, they suspended me until my court date.
Because you also work in the same school district?
No, actually, it's a different school district. That happened at Pete Knight is Union School District, and I work for Palmdale School.
Now, see, if you'd have broken some little girl's arm, you could have stayed at that school.
Yeah.
But since you brushed past somebody, that's not allowed.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah.
Are you on paid leave like the guy that broke your daughter's arm?
No, not at all.
Have you seen the footage in Indiana of the cop, the marshal of the town, punching the city councilman in the back for no reason, then just knocking the door open with his head, and then beating him when he's unconscious and sending him to the hospital?
Oh, gosh.
And the news called it a fight.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I guess those poor folks in concentration camps getting mowed down, they were in a fight. No, they were being murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to pray for you, Miss Majors, and want to stay in contact with you as this develops, okay?
Absolutely.
Maybe I'll have you on the show tomorrow, and we'll give the number out to the school.
Oh, great.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold and let Trey talk to you. God bless you. I'm going to come back. I promise I will go right to your call. Stay with me.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much more. Much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps, and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Coming up, the final segment on the coverage of economic news and how the media keeps reporting that global warming is man-made and we got to have global taxes to save us, when 9,000 years ago we were 10 degrees a year on average hotter, ice core samples, and hotter weather is better for things, but oh, don't worry, we've got a bunch of new taxes and new bureaucrats to run your life. I'm going to cover that coming up. Right now, let's blast through your calls here. Let's go ahead and go to line five first and talk to Tom in Kentucky. Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to report some suspicious activity I felt. My family, they have a pharmacy in rural Kentucky, and this past Friday afternoon, there was a shipment of anthrax vaccinations delivered by someone from the state. And,
yeah, they're making the troops take the experimental shot that they admit killed so many people before, and now they're bringing it back. And I would imagine that you're near Fort Campbell or something, and they're being delivered there?
Yes, it's in that part of the state. Yes.
Well, that's just the troops. They're running a bio test on them. They experiment.
Okay.
I got a fellow works, well, Just getting off into other issues, I've talked to medics and people. I was talking to one guy in Rick Perry's office, was a medic in the Army 10 years ago, and the guys were shipped in. They were told, give them all six of them shots. All six of them dropped dead after they gave them to them. It was just a bioweapons test. It's just how it works.
Well, and I wanted to ask real quick, too, if I can just have another question.
Sure.
That area that we're close to is, there's a UNESCO biosphere.
Yep, you've got the Mammoth Cave United Nations Zone there.
Well, we've got Land Between the Lakes, too, and...
That's right, they got both of them.
I just wondered if, like, with everything happening as fast as it is, like, what kind of perspective you have.
Well, Bush signed us back on under UNESCO to run the Commerce Department, Labor Department, all the major federal agencies under treaty. That's a treaty bundle. And the Cotonou government's under UN control now, and 20-plus percent of our ground force is illegal alien, legalized. And the Associated Press reports they're starting to hire foreigners as our police, so we're in deep trouble, sir. But, yeah, that shipment, you need to go to the base, though. I don't know why your pharmacy got it. Pretty weird, but it's, you know, you can go research. Bioport's the name of the company with Admiral Crow running it up in Michigan. And in the mid-90s, they gave it to a bunch of people. A bunch of them got sick and died, so they discontinued it. They found the plant was all, quote, contaminated. And they're just taking those shots again after everybody forgot and got to make that money, jabbing them right back in there. All righty, then. Your government loves you. Don't worry, though. The doctors tell you it's good for you, so don't mind the fact you're going to probably die or have an autoimmune disease or get accelerated cancer. Don't listen to me. I'm just an idiot. Government loves you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in College Station. You're on the air from Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about terrorism in general and that, you know, most of the people that end up dying of terrorist acts are just common people that don't really have any power in society anyways. And I think that that's something that needs to be kind of pushed more. That if, you know, terrorists are so smart to threat our nation's defenses, that it seems like they would pick their targets more carefully. And I'm not endorsing terrorism.
Well, more people have died from purely government-sponsored black op, false flag, stage terror because it's been bigger events. But overall, about 80% of terrorism is real, but it's normally asymmetrical, low-intensity, 4 or 5 deaths, and I've seen these different numbers, different statistics, but a woman stabbing people, a bomb, somebody shooting some people, a discotheque bomb. Some of that's real, and that's the lion's share of terrorism. The big spectaculars, the OKCs, the 9-11s,
right.
The 7-7s, those are always black ops. USS Liberty, black op. The Idi Amin deal, declassified now, the Israelis staged that with him. Israel admits that.
I'm kind of talking to the group of the population that might listen to your show that really, you know, has doubts about terrorism in general, you know, and just to think, you know, in terms of being able, terrorism is defined as being able to basically change a population or a government's opinions through violence. And so,
yes, and
you know,
so the way our government uses terrorism, by definition, is terrorism.
Right, but you say government uses, and I think there's a lot of people that still wrestle with that issue, and that they really need to sit down and think about who are the victims of terrorism, what that does to our...
Okay, well, our government took 42% of Native American women, their own numbers, and sterilized them in a 5-year period in the mid-1970s. Our government openly has been caught running biowarfare operations all over the planet and killing New Yorkers on New York subways in 1968. Our government paid Israel they paid them equivalent of $3 billion in their currency, in the shekels and the lira, to radiate 110,000 Jewish children. That's declassified public on Israeli television. The people running, it isn't our government. It's global corporations bought and control the government. They raised the taxes, took the federal investments and state investments, invested it with the corporations to make even more power on a double set of books. And they are liquidating the country. We're already in the North American Union, but the general public can't find Iraq on a map, but they want to have war. I mean, I'm telling you, what I'm saying is not my opinion.
Right, sure. No, I'm just saying...
No, I'm just warning the public, folks, that this stuff's serious.
Right. I think that the people that listen to your show that, you know, may be asking questions, I just think it's really important for them to understand the psychological effect the terrorist acts that have happened in this country have had on all of our psyche.
Exactly, and we're told, give up liberty, you get security. A, you give up liberty, you don't get security, you get despotism and tyranny. And history shows that. But B, New York just said illegal aliens don't have to have driver's license, or if they want them, they'll just give it to them. But then the citizens are at checkpoints and have to have them or they're arrested. Illegal aliens don't have to have driver's license to have bank accounts or house loans. That's AP. But we do. It has nothing to do with terrorism. It has everything to do with them about to shut the economy down and suck the dollar dry, like I've been telling you for 5 years at least. Everything I've warned you about is coming to fruition, boys and girls. You wait till the middle of next year. They have inflated the currency down to nothing. You're not even feeling it yet. And when it happens, I just want you to know who did it to you. By the time they're done with it, you'll be saying, I did it. I know that. But if you just once want to be able to beat these people, you'll grow up. Learn about the New World Order. Learn about the geopolitical system. Learn about mercantilism. Learn what serfdom is. Here's a few words. Mercantilism, serfdom, feudalism, fascism. Go look them up. Find out. Okay? You'll learn the system you're under. All right. Who's up next now? Let's go ahead and take another call from Kentucky. Jeremy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I called last week. I'm the soldier that's at Fort Campbell. They have been vaccinating a lot of people with anthrax lately. I don't know if that...
Well, I mean, you can Google. Did you hear about in the mid and late 90s all the people that died from it?
Yes, sir, I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then that's all I can say is I wouldn't take that.
Well, now it's not mandatory. It was, and then it went off, and now you can take it voluntarily.
Yeah, but it's still the same supplies. I wouldn't take it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't take it.
What else is on your mind?
I wanted to tell you something last week, but I kind of got sidetracked. I had found on the Internet where there was a martial law practice day or week on the 22nd of September, 2008.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, I've got all these videos from North Carolina to Texas where they got cops training to put us in camps and take our guns. I've gone and videotaped it. I mean, I've gone and videotaped the Marines in 99 training. That's how I knew. They said, we're going to be hit by terrorists in America. We're going to put people in camps. I mean, that's how I knew and said, watch out, folks. They're going to stage an event.
Yeah, this was on the Internet, and then I looked it up again today to call in your show, and now it's changed. The date's like the 13th, and it says 2007. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I just know the date used to say 22nd September 2008. Now it's...
Well, they're having martial law drills all the time. I mean, it actually says martial law in the John Warner Defense Authorization funding package that they're just about to reauthorize again, but this time legalize illegal aliens in that package. I appreciate your call. When are you shipping out to Iraq?
It's pretty soon. Can I have time for one more comment?
Real fast.
I was trying to tell people around the military community, it's very, very hard to wake them up. But something I actually use and is working pretty well is if a terrorist really wanted to hit us here in America with nuclear bombs, wouldn't it be a lot easier for Iran to hit the soldiers in Iraq? And that's it, sir.
I appreciate it. Well, when the globalist nuke is, you know, they better grow up because it isn't going to be Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. They better wake up and realize that. Our lives mean nothing to the New World Order. They're killing America. We'll be right back.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
During that short break, I just saw some of the most horrible footage I've ever seen on television. You know, I'm not a big cry when animals get killed. I'm a hunter. But I really don't think people should hunt whales. Their brains are much bigger than ours. Same thing with elephants. They're really advanced, high-level animals. And their social networks are just as complex as ours. I just saw a pack of killer whales, wolves of the sea, killing a gray whale's calf. And it's huge. It's as big as they are. And the mother is racing with it for hours. You know, it was like cutting back and forth to it. And you might put whatever that is on hold because I'm getting a feed here in my ear. Okay, I'll drop them. Going back to the story here, I was just watching this. And here's the mother after the calf is exhausted. She's trying to hold it up on top of her because the killers are drowning it. They're grabbing it, pushing it under, biting it. And then, of course, right now they're killing it, right? I wasn't able to watch it all. It was dead, yeah. But see, that's the way the world works. The world's hardcore. It's serious. It's cutthroat. Humans are a lot more cutthroat than that. And we try to get into communities and have societies where we guard our liberty so that can't happen. The norm in society is tougher humans, wickeder humans get on top, and they do that to people. We feed on our own kind. And we just become these weak, decadent, pathetic people who don't know how the world works, don't know how things operate, who have no idea what's going on anywhere. And it just comes down to that. You better grow up, America, and the rest of the planet. You better find out how hardcore serious the people running this planet are. You better find out what they're setting up. I mean, when the Houston Chronicle reports they built FEMA camps for the American people to hold dissidents, and they fund martial law, and they're openly talking about it. And talking about World War III. They're going to start World War III, and then our own criminal government is going to stage terror attacks here. That's a very good possibility to get total control. And if you won't stand in their way, and you won't at least speak up against it, and get in the fight now, and at least talk to your neighbors, it's over. And it just takes you standing up and saying, no, we're not the Stasi, this is not Russia. Now, we're out of time. I know we got loaded phone lines here, and I promised Josh and Jim and Danny and Shelton, I may get to one or two of you in the last few minutes. We'll see, but if not, I'll get to you tomorrow, next Sunday. I'll be on the air, of course, tomorrow, my weekday show. I did it syndicated, but I always love coming in here on Sundays. But I wanted to talk about the economy for a few minutes. The entire country is seeing a massive real estate slide. Housing prices are down over 20% in the last 6 months alone, on average nationwide. And we have the Federal Reserve Chairman, the former chairman. We have Paulson, the head of the Treasury. We have all the foreign heads of the Bank of England, the Exchequer in England, the German head, the French head, the Japanese head. We had Venezuela 2 weeks ago dump the dollar. The Saudis started dumping the dollar. And they've got almost $1 trillion, $800+ billion in U.S. treasuries. And when they cut the interest rate, the dollar slid even further. It's now, just a few years ago, the loonie was at 65% in Canada. It's been the low of 63 against the dollar. It's now 2 cents above the dollar. Okay, the dollar's lost against the euro since 2000, 62.5%. And if trends continue, it'll lose 2 more cents next week. Now, that's only a portion of the real value it's lost. They decided to inflate the currency in the last 7 years. They'd already inflated it, but they inflated it down to nothing. There's less than 1 cent in circulation for the amount of debt and zeros and ones that are on balance sheets. You understand, for the so-called money out there, there's less than 1 cent per dollar of actual physical currency. And then that's debt notes they can devalue overnight, and they are. I've been telling you about this for 15 years. Well, I got on air 13 years ago, but I was aware of this when I was going around giving speeches around Austin and guest hosting on local shows. I've been intensely talking about it every show now for the last 2 years, and it's now happened. Now, there's a place you can get a free report that Dr. Jerome Corsi put together, and people were talking about him earlier, writes for World Net Daily, Human Events, is a prominent conservative and has a degree in economics, also political science. And you can get a free report. But I thought I'd bring Ted Anderson up because Ted has been in gold and silver trading. He's a good friend of mine. He also owns the Genesis Network I'm on. He also owns a gold trading company. And that's where I get my gold because it's the lowest price I've found for the value. And Ted has been watching this. Well, he's been doing this for I don't know how many years. Ted, how many years have you been a gold and silver trader?
Since 1980, Alex. I guess it's coming on 27 years now.
I know, talking to you privately, you're scared, I'm scared, and we're positioned properly. We got laughed at in 2000 when gold was $300 an ounce, saying get into it. But you've got gold right now, and I just wanted to offer people the free newsletter from Jerome Corsi or tell them to call you because you've got it at spot or right at spot from last week's prices, and it's gone up another $5. So, what did it close at Friday, 745 or something?
Yeah, gold closed at 744.60, and it was up $10.60.
So, but you've got it at pre those prices with numismatic, and I never do. You know, you'll never hear me, folks, on air here pitching gold. You're insane if you don't get into it now. I just bought some more Friday. Ted, you've been in this for I guess 27 years. This is Armageddon, what we're witnessing.
Well, Alex, I can tell you right now, I've been around it. I watched the market go crazy in 1980 when Jimmy Carter was in office, and I've never seen anything like we have right now. I've never seen countries trying to get away from the dollar like the dollar is dropping right now. To have every single country of the world moving away from it, losing world status, the U.S. dollar is losing world status. It's never had the competition before of the euro. It is an amazing time. I can tell you right now that Japan, China, the Middle Eastern countries, all of them, all the Germany, I mean, just name it.
And
they all want to get away from the dollar.
And the incredible thing is the neocons claim they want to have a war with Iran to balance that, but that's really a fraud. It's our very Federal Reserve doing everything they can and bad-mouthing the dollar. They're openly killing the country, as the Trilateral Commission publicly said they would.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, we've been deficit spending for so long that we rely on foreigners to invest in our economy to make it work. And now the foreigners are trying to get out. At the same time, we have to take on that debt here. The Federal Reserve System, through the Open Market Committee, is just dumping money into the system. And it's crazy. I mean, they're
well, I wanted to give the Sunday audience that may not have heard you on the times you've been on with me, Ted, a chance. You've got brokers there tonight for the free Dr. Corsi report. They can also get a red book at cost for you that is the yearly official book put out about what coins are worth, so you know the deals you're getting from Ted. But Ted has British sovereigns at Melt. I just bought some of these from him Friday at the price of what? This is a price from a week and a half ago, Ted?
Yeah, $1.95 actually. It's quarter-ounce coins, so if you do the math, it's just a hair above spot. But when you're buying small coins, you really never can get it exactly.
And there's always a premium above those. Folks, you're getting precious numismatic, that means collector coins, at almost bullion prices. Bullion's costing more. I got friends trying to buy gold locally in Austin. They're all sold out. Ted's having trouble getting it in. He's got it in right now. 800-686-2237. If you give his brokers a call, no huss, no fassle, they'll send you the free report. They'll take your order for these British sovereigns. You cannot beat this deal. I just bought a couple of these Friday, and every week you should, folks, or you're nuts. It just goes up and up and up. I bought when it was $300. I'm buying when it's $744. Again, 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. At least call and get the free report, folks.
Yeah, I think right now at this time, if you don't pay attention to what's going on in this market, you're really going to lose out. I mean, your portfolios are in sheer danger. There's no question about it. Your real estate that you own, even your home. I mean, there's going to be people that can't afford to even sell their house because of the money that they have to come up with just to get out of it.
I remember these yuppies around here laughing at me in 2000 when I said, buy gold. They just swagger and giggle. They don't even understand fiat currency. They don't understand M3 money supplies. I mean, they haven't interviewed three or four Nobel Prize winners on economics like I have. I mean, I live studying this, Ted. So do you. And to have yuppies snicker and laugh at me makes me mad when I'm trying to help them.
Well, you know, I was listening to Ron Paul's stuff from about 1985, and he was talking about the very same thing. It's like people didn't wake up then. A lot of people are waking up now, but there's still a lot of people holding on. It's almost like there's a good guy, bad guy thing here. If you think that the United States economy is falling apart, you're not patriotic. Well, that's just nothing's further than the truth.
The people running our country are running us on the rocks on purpose.
Yeah, that's right. They're taking advantage of us, and there's no question about it that we need to change the system.
We're just like that baby whale with those killer whales I just saw get torn apart on the animal planet. I mean, we are just naive and in a shark tank. And I guess we're not going to be naive much longer because all you yuppies that have been laughing, I'm your friend, man. I tried to warn you about the New World Order. You, at least position yourself now, folks. I mean, top economists are saying $3,000 an ounce gold. I don't think it's going up that high, but it's probably going to go up more. Ted, what conservatively, how much is this going
to
go up?
Well, you know, right now they're calling for about $850 to hit the next resistance level. But, you know, $1,000 an ounce gold is definitely doable.
1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. If you missed the number, go to minusresources.com, or you can go to gcnlive.com. 1-800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you for all your support. God bless you.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNLive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNLive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.